Marshall on the whole has better roads than I've ever mm-hmm. seen now. And you can really feel safe. Now, it's some, now over in Center South Johnson, it's a very, very heavily traveled road mm-hmm. in that section of town. And they need to do something bad about that street because mm-hmm. it is really gone down. And riding on a road like that can really keep your tires out of line, your front wheels out of line. But on a whole, and even the roads out of the city limits are much better than mm-hmm. they used to be.
What do they call the paved roads, those white paved roads with the white surface to them?
I don't know.
Well, like on the sidewalk, they're white like that.
We don't have too many of them around here. I don't know what they call them.
What about, what do they call that black sticky stuff?
That's tar. Now, those are tar roads. You mm-hmm. find some here in the city, but you find mostly in the rural areas mm-hmm. if the road is not still dirt.
Do you ever hear that called blacktop?
Blacktop, yes.
And the little rocks they put on the road, they call that?
Gravel.
And a road that turns off the main road would be a?
Side road or a service road.
What about a road that leads up to a person's house?
That is a driveway.
Huh?
Driveway.
What about a lane?
A lane, yes.
What's the lane like?
The lane is turning off the main road, per se. The house could be 1/4 of a mile, 1/10 of a mile from the mailbox in most mm-hmm. instances. In the rural, you have the mailbox on the main road, and the house is up a lane.
Mm-hmm.
And some lanes have been blacktopped, and others are not. They're still bumpy and squeaky, and
mm-hmm.
it's depending on what section of the rural that you're in. Maybe the commissioner for that precinct has not done as well as the other commissioner in this precinct. Now, I find that the roads going down Highway 43 on the way to Henderson, Houston, South Texas, are much better than the ones down here on Port Cato, and they have to really go over these roads because
mm-hmm.
that commissioner of that precinct might not be doing as much. But I think V.T. Craver is over there, and they call him, and they have done much better than these back over this one.
Would you think of a lane as having to have trees or a fence on both sides of it to be a lane?
No.
And something along the side of the street for people to walk on.
That's the sidewalk.
And the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street.
Oh, I can't think of what you call that.
Did you ever hear a name for that?
I've heard one, but right offhand I can't think of it.
Did you ever hear a tree belt or a parkway or tree lawn?
No.
And if you were walking along the road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you'd say, I picked up a
stick
or
a rock
and I
threw it.
Anything else you'd say besides threw it? You ever say chunked?
Huh? Yeah, chunked.
Did
I used to have that. That was a bad habit I had, saying I chunked
mm-hmm.
something, a particular object at someone. I had to break myself out of that habit.
And if you went to someone's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess he's not
at home.
And someone's walking in your direction. He's coming straight
toward me.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to
see or run into.
Okay. And if a child's given the same name that her mother has, they say they named the child
after the mother.